What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast, the off-season Swolecast. We're about to be in season. We're about to be in what? How do they say it, Davis? Like overseas, like soccer, like fit. What's it? Pit.
Yeah, fit's a term.
Match fitness.
Yeah, like fit.
Well, last night when we had Isaiah Stewart on Club Top Shot, I was referring to the jerseys as kits, and the chat got really mad at me because I guess that's only a soccer term.
Don't European my NBA. All right.
Like, what do you call them? I mean, come on.
Pete, you look refreshed. You look sun-kissed. You look like you're ready to take on this 2021 NFL season. Whatever the NFL throws at us, you're willing to take it on this year.
I am feeling good. I was on vacation last week. I went to the sauna for the first time today in 18 months. I did yoga this morning. I'm feeling good, Dave.
You say hello to Delta, the Delta variant?
Yeah, someone was in my comments worried about the Delta variant. Yeah.
We went
there was, the mask mandate was back in St. Louis for about 48 hours, and then it just got struck down again this morning.
City council's like, nah, we're not doing it. I mean, there is this, I know we're trying to get back in the office. And so yesterday we were back in the office and then all the stuff came out. And so the office is now mandatory again. So we made it like 2 days, basically 2 days, and now it's mandatory again. But I think the NFL like plays regardless. I don't like whatever happens now. Like I don't know if it's fatigue or whatever, or just going on with things. Like, but the NFL is not canceling anything this year.
Who is? Yeah. No, if the NFL played last year, what are you talking about?
Yeah, are there rumors of that? I hadn't seen that.
I'm just saying, like the NFL, like they're just gonna go with it. Like we don't have to worry about the NFL. Like last year was all this uncertainty. This year, the only uncertainty is like how many fans will be in attendance, basically.
Yeah. Correct. No, the NFL is we're rolling.
Yeah. The answer to fans is all of them, by the way.
I actually heard rumors that the NFL might take a break for mental health issues.
Oh, God, here we go.
We don't want to go.
No, Tuttle. You think Tuttle's trolling, but Tuttle actually had the correct take about the Simone Biles thing, which is it's always enlightening.
TikTok versed me in how Simone Biles is getting shafted with the IOC scoring. So I'm firmly on team Simone Biles.
You think that she took a break because of the scoring stuff?
Kind of, like, yeah.
The logic is legit, which is that everything she does is like 50 times harder than what other people are doing, but the judging is disincentivizing her from trying her stuff because they don't want other people to do it.
Okay, how much Olympics have you guys watched?
Ooh, not much.
More than I thought. I watched all the skateboarding, and that problem, by the way, the like disincentivizing of trying the hardest possible stuff, kind of ruined the format of the skateboarding. It ended up being kind of lame.
Dude, is it only street skateboarding? Or do they have like the half
pipe the park, like the bowls, like the vert ramps and stuff is happening this weekend?
Because I turned it, my 6-year-old, gotta remember how old he is.
Yeah.
Like whenever he sees the symbol, he's like, oh, turn that on. And it was skateboarding. They went down and did one trick and that was it.
Yeah, the format needs work. It was a suboptimal format.
Speaking of skateboarding,
Davis
is back on it. I mean, the Instagram stories are popping. It seems like you are near like a very happening skate park.
Add me back to Instagram.
No, I won't.
Yes.
I will not.
Wait, is his account private?
No, yes. I blocked. I know it's not private, but David is blocked from my Instagram.
After I made fun of him going to the art exhibit and like tweeting out or not like putting it on Instagram, like how amazing.
Was it that like 8 years ago?
Yeah. Yes. Like add me back. Grow up, Davis.
Maybe, honestly, maybe longer than 8 years ago because, no, you're blocked. But
look at this sick air.
You are correct, Pete. I am right next to like the skate park that is like 5 minutes from my house is like the big one in St. Louis because it's the most central one.
It looks fun. It looks like a good time.
It's bopping. I got some buddies. Got some crewing up out here. I feel like a kid again. Except my body, big time. Like if I go skateboarding for like 2 hours, like the next day, I am dragging, like, and I get hurt pretty easy.
What is the skateboard Instagram etiquette for filming? Is like, hey bro, I film you, you film me, kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like, hey dude, like, will you film me for, like, and then, you know,
did you give,
like,
him your business card? SP Focus Films.
I got the business. That's so funny you mentioned that, Dave, because I literally was looking for something in my basement the other day, and I was going through a box, and I pulled out a giant stack of Fantasy Insiders Davis Matic business cards.
Oh, but those went to.
I probably got a good stack of those still too.
I'm gonna put those next to some of the NFTs I have as far as utility of those. So Peter,
yeah.
Where are you right now on the NFT craze?
This is where you want to know where I'm at, Dave. So I literally minted an Avatar Project NFT last night at like 11:30. Cause I go into the Discord, and the Club NFTs channel in the Deposit Kingdom Discord is just bonkers these days. And there was like the World of Women project that Gary V and them were tweeting about. And they're like, it's minting, it's going. I was like, fuck it. Sorry, Devin. I said I'll mint one of these. So I'm kind of in. I sold a Cool Cat for like $1,000. I know I
you bought a Cool Cat?
I bought
you are,
a cool
you
cat
are way when. More in it than I am.
Yeah.
Way more.
There's money to be made right now. These Avatar projects won't stop. Yeah. They just keep coming and coming and coming.
I was trying to forget what I was doing. I was trying to buy something with ETH yesterday. It wasn't NFT, it was something else, but I'm like, no, I know it. I was trying to transfer ETH from MetaMask to Coinbase, and I was like, why is it like gas was like $400, legit $400 because of a Vogu drop?
Oh yeah,
like just clogging up the network. Like these Avatar projects won't stop, and I had to take a Simone Biles mental health break.
God, please don't equate.
Yeah, I went. I'm sorry, I took us down that path.
I'm not dead feeling is equal to
Dave. Can you answer a question for us, Dave? Where have you been, dude?
Yes.
You are not in any
the
of
the
chats.
Wants to know.
You're not. We didn't even do. We were 3 weeks now without a Swolecast. Like, what have you been doing?
Okay,
Dave?
So I'll tell you this. First of all, I got a new laptop. And I don't know how to get into my Fantasy Insiders to get into the secret chat. So
I had to make a new account to do this. This actually did happen to me.
All right. I also took a 10-day trip to the beach.
10 days. Wow. It would be, sounds wow. Nice.
Well, it's like it was like a big road trip. Have you ever, guys ever been to Buc-ee's, by the way?
Never. Yeah.
The hamburger place?
No, it's the big gas station.
It's like a gas station with like 100 pumps. They don't allow semis. It's like its own thing. Anyways. Had to make a stop at Buc-ee's on the way and coming back from that. And then it was just basically enjoying the smelling the roses, as Adam Levitan says, like just trying to get out with the girls before they get back in school. And when I say like I had to take a little break, I legit had to take a little break. I was like so into like just chasing everything. And I'm not joking right now about whenever you have like 10 at one point, like I had 10 Bored Apes like at the same time, like, and
that's
then
a
thinking,
nice little stash there, Dave, if you,
well, not if you sell on the way up. Like, I mean, profit is profit. Like you can't go broke taking a profit, but then you like, look at like what they are now and like chasing
that.
Everything. And it's just like,
don't do
it,
that.
It is akin to DFS sometimes. Like, If player X wouldn't have got a turnover in the last minute, you know, you would have had X amount. Like, you got to take a little break. So I took a little break from the NFTs, and now I'm back. I'm ready. I'm ready for the NFL season. I'm refreshed. We're ready to go.
What happened to everyone thought we were going to get the NFL whatever Top Shot version by the time the season started. It's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's not going to happen.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I feel like there's so many projects and NFTs were dead and now they're not. But like, who can keep up with everything? I can't.
Well, you used to be able to, Dave.
Well, now you can't. Like, there's even more.
Super over all of the NFT stuff in my timeline. Like, and I know this is like an old man yells at cloud thing, but I saw a tweet today talking about the long neck ladies and some other shit. And I just am like, dude, I get, like, I am a boomer. Like, I am boomering out on this. Like, I just cannot possibly, like, I just cannot possibly put my ETH in long neck ladies.
There was, what was the other one in that tweet? You showed it to me.
I don't
the
remember.
Long neck lady. Oh, the weird whales. The weird whales.
Yeah, by like a 12-year-old kid. Like, I do, like, I know, like, after the fact, but like, shout out to Andy for the fractional. Like, I think that's big.
Yeah,
like,
that's just super sick.
Yeah, like, you can just shout out to Steve Fink, old FI developer. He got a CryptoPunk. Like, he, you know, I think like the CryptoPunks, even the, like, the Bored Apes, like those things, like
Darius Garland, top shots.
Well, Darius Garland, Dave, top shots. Yeah.
Dave, do you want to buy my Darius Garland top shot from me at low ask?
For how much?
What I think the low ask is like $600 right now.
No. Oh, I did, but I, here's the thing. I did buy a Darius Garland last week or the week before.
David, oh, stop. God, dude, that's just the heaviest bag I'll ever own. I learned a very good lesson on tailing. Davis,
if you're, on tailing, if you're wanting Dave, to, if you're
Davis,
to
you sold your heaviest bag. What are you talking about?
Oh, his worst day of clearing 30K on
second worst shots. Day ever.
Hey, we need to vote. David, don't answer this. Yes or no that David is going to be in the queue for the $800 pack tomorrow on Top Shots?
Yes.
Yes.
I say no. I think he's a changed man after vacation.
After vacation?
No, after vacation, he's itching hard.
Tuttle, I told you, I'm ready to go. I'm back, baby.
You can't. And Kitchen always has insane luck during those drops too. You know he's getting one.
Yeah. How is how's your fitness?
Did you guys
journey,
know
Dave?
That? Shout out to producer Devin, by the way, for shipping a sick tournament the other day.
Yes.
What did he win? Four-digit score. He won $1,000, like off of $12, like. He gave Cardi a shout out. He gave the Swolecast a shout out. but also, he got Cam, myself, and Devin went in on a pack together on one of the Hollow Packs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Hollow Pack redemption, basically, where it wasn't at the cheap price, it was at the full price. And so we all went in on it. And guess who we got?
Darius Garland.
Chris Paul.
Okay.
And that's immediately nice. Flipped it.
Rent Seekers.
But you know what? No, I did with it? That. Today, Devin purchased the moment that I got. Guess what moment I got?
Darius Garland.
No. What is like a moment that would sell? Like, if you wanted to get like liquidity right now, what moment would you purchase on Top Shot?
The Vince Carter 3.
Yeah. I mean, if I was going to purchase anything on Top Shot, it would be LeBron something.
Manu Ginobili, run it back.
Yeah.
I don't know if Osimo is going to list it.
Cool
cat. You stepped on my Osimo joke, dude. So brutal.
Yeah. The Manu
Ginobili. So wait, Dave, So you went LaMelo Ball, Cool Cat over the new LaMelo MGLE that a few influencers received?
Yeah. Okay. Because first of all, I just needed the LaMelo to complete the Cool Cat collection again.
You trying to get in that 9-cat lounge or whatever?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm trying to get with all those other influencers, you know, NBA players, stuff like that. okay. Let's shift our focus towards football, shall we?
I guess.
Are you capable of doing that?
Of course. I told you, I'm back. I'm ready for the season.
No, before we go to football, I need an update on your fitness journey.
Okay. Fitness journey is, it's fine. I gained a couple pounds at the beach. I went to work out this week. It's not bad. Like, I'm not like gaining all the weight back. I feel like I'm maintaining right now, but this week, like I said, I'm back. I ordered like the little frozen meals that keep me in shape. I'm starting back on like my eating windows. And it is nice this summer seeing people that I haven't seen in a while. And they're like, wow, you're looking good. Like, you've lost weight. Like, those are nice shorts. The, you know, Lululemon shorts. Like,
oh, you're not on the 10,000 yet?
No, I'm not working hard enough to be.
You got to get the 10,000, bro.
10,000. I will, though. I will. And the influencer. The dad life influencer tweets will be back sooner than you know it. So you got to, I think it's important for everyone in the DFS space, fantasy space, to take a couple weeks off in the summer. Like that's, it's because we got a grind coming up.
I knew I was like, this is my last chance because we're going to blink and it's going to be February.
I'm going on vacation on Friday, baby.
You are? Where are you going?
Oh yeah.
Going to Dox Texas. Yourself.
Nice. I need to know.
Going to Texas.
I know
Texas,
that's what I'm, I
going to
I never
Texas
have
with
yet.
Your, going to Texas with your kids, honest to God. I mean, you're going to be so dead by the time you get back. Like you're going to be so ripped. Oh,
they'll love it.
Not though. Ideal.
They'll love
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm going to the G2E conference in Vegas. And then when? Flying direct in October.
Oh, okay.
And then flying directly from there to Disney World. Ooh. To be with like, I mean, Disney World
to be with Swolecast fans at the park.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's going to be, like no rest at all. Like Vegas. And then I think Disney World will be like way worse than Vegas.
Wait, did you vacation? Yeah. You went last year. Kitchen did rake in Top Shots, man. If he's going to Disney World for the second time in 2 years.
Holly must be making good money.
Hang on.
She does. Sugar, call her sugar mama.
Dave, show us your shirt and kind of the things you've been doing to back up the claim.
Okay. I'm surprised you saw it.
You know that like making like pithy fantasy football t-shirts was like Dave's original business entrepreneur.
Well, here's the thing is that my sister got me this. And I don't really wear it out, but I do wear it like around the house because it's a nice soft.
Is that from the Fantasy Life store?
I don't think so. I thought it was. I think the Fantasy Life store has a similar shirt, but she got it at like Walmart or something, okay. Or, you know, some sort of store.
To be fair, RotoWear is crushing it.
Yeah, a lot of ideas Dave had could have crushed it.
Oh, yeah, they do have tons of good baseball ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, baseball got through and through. All right. So football. Talk about your Packers, Tuttle. Did you ever think there was a chance that A-Rod would miss this season?
I did.
Okay. Because we drafted our team. We drafted our team, the Rodgers Broncos stacks.
Yep.
Yeah,
I fell for it a little bit. Somebody kind of pointed out, I think he's to me in my comments yesterday when I said Rap Sheet's terrible and has no credibility. they think Rodgers was basically using Schefter to gain leverage, and I think that's probably right. Like I think he did.
Yeah, but how much leverage did Rodgers gain? Like all he
didn't
got
gain. He did. I mean, it fell.
All he got in the end was Randall Cobb back. In the end, that's really all that changed.
Like it failed, but I think it probably like I don't think
the leverage was. He just wanted to save face, right? It didn't want to look like he wanted to pretend like he had leverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish we could go back to Jack in Miami talking to Schefter about Rodgers, and Schefter was having none of it. Well, by the way,
I missed it. That was the underdog show or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schefter did watch the Swolecast whenever Silva was on. I'm not sure if he still watches it, but one time
I'm gonna guess he does.
He watches it for me, guys.
It's true. Peter is a bigger star than Silva. I think we can
one
all
time
agree.
I made a joke and it was really about Rap, like about the news being wrong. But I threw Schefter into the tweet about Rap, and CSU messaged me. He's like, why'd you do that? And I'm like, oh, it was a joke. And he's like, don't do that. He basically told me not to. And he's like, he watches the show. And I'm like, I felt so bad in that moment because I love Schefter. Team Schefter over Team Rap. That's why Tuttle, you're empty.
I mean, who is white knighting for Ian Rappaport? Like, what is there?
There were people that were like, oh, Rap's not bad. And it was at that point that I realized DFS players have vastly different relationships
with
Rappaport than like the common NFL fan.
Well, also, it also depends on like your bias that's being confirmed by the news reports.
I did not want a mention of CSU Ram to go by. This is my favorite tweet he's ever sent out. We talk about his tweets every once in a while.
Like a Naval-esque tweet?
Is this recent?
Yes, you got. You've probably seen this one.
I got one up.
Back on July 24th.
Oh boy! Wow, we're going.
We got a timestamp.
It was that. I went back to look at it right now because it was that memorable for me. There are 30 MLB teams, 30 NBA teams, 32 NFL teams, and only 9 CryptoPunk aliens.
Wait, was he being serious?
Yes, this is
he 100% is serious. That is of the same genre of the Pump Brothers tweets of like only 21 million. Like they're like, I actually saw someone tweet this the other day that now like if every millionaire wanted to own one whole Bitcoin now, they couldn't. Like I saw that the other day. It's completely the same genre of tweet.
Yeah. Imagine telling Jerry Jones that you're going to swap out owning the Cowboys for a CryptoPunk that he just has to stare at.
I got some serious alpha the other day and found out someone owns an alien CryptoPunk that has not been publicized. And I cannot reveal who it is.
Wow, good stuff on maybe, the show.
Kitchen just trying to flex.
Maybe off air, I will tell you guys.
Whew. And you're not talking about the CSU Haralabob conglomerate that got the alien?
No.
Mm-mm. I hope it's Satoshi.
It's Ryoshi. Do you know who Ryoshi is?
It's Gary V. And Davis can pretend like he doesn't know who Gary V is.
No, I know who Gary V is now because of sports cards, but I didn't know
Davis.
What does Gary V do? What is Gary V's
job? He's marketing.
What is he marketing?
Like, he grew up like his dad owned a wine store. He took it to the next level, online marketing. But he's been like a hustler. And now he has like, they've got their own sports agency. They've got agency. They've got like, the guy never stops and he is the best at cross posting. Basically, he'll take one video and then he'll get his content people to put it out to like 8 different platforms and different tweets. He was also the first one that was really on TikTok, by the way, that people were laughing at him about. And then he turned out to be right. So
Tuttle, sounds like you're still in the TikTok streets. It's where you get all your news from.
It's the most entertaining platform that I know. Not being hyperbolic. It is like if it sit down and watch a show or just scroll through TikTok for me.
Wow.
Easy. Do you scroll and be like, I am a dad in his 30s scrolling on TikTok?
See, it's because you have misinformation on what TikTok is. David's vision of me scrolling through TikTok is just like some...
with a bottle of lube?
Barely legal 18-year-olds just with nothing on. And that's... I get a lot of...
It's a nice little commercial from my show I'm watching on TikTok. No,
I would say pets are the most common that I get, but I do get sports.
Shout Factory.
Out Joe Holka is all over TikTok now. Yeah. Shout out to him. And I think he's going to crush it because he does a very good job.
He's with so his good.
Joe is also a hustler. He's in that Gary V, Peter Overzet.
You should see his new camera. He was showing me the other day. He's got his camera setup is now even. He has like another camera that he can toggle with a joystick. Like his setup is out of control now.
It's not about the equipment that you use. That's what I always say.
Hang on, Tuttle. Question: are you following people or are you liking things to direct the Instagram the algorithm?
I'm liking. I very rarely follow people.
Okay, so the likes are kind of what's dictating. Yep. What you get. Okay.
Yeah.
Instagram is honestly very similar to TikTok in that regard now. Like a lot of the content you get is derived off of not even stuff you like, but just stuff you've watched.
But the thing with TikTok, like there's seriously creative people on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Like Teen Executive, you follow him?
No, I don't.
Is he the guy that went on Up Only the other day? The kid who's like a crypto investor?
Yeah. And like he actually like moves markets because he has such a huge following.
There are some fish on TikTok like crypto and investment fish.
The charts, the TA for the meme coins.
And something that's been more relevant, at least on my feeds, I must have liked a video recently. So I find like I'm not much of a slot machine guy. But that's a big thing now is people just go on TikTok live, go and play slot machines, and they get tipped while they play. Yes. They literally just live stream themselves playing
slot machines. I saw where online slot machines or
no,
in person?
No, at the casino. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I also saw where factory videos have made a big boom. Like people just like doing, seeing, yes. like showing how stuff are made at 100%. Factories.
Yep.
Oh, man.
What a crazy world.
Different day and age we're living in these times. All right, back to the NFL. So,
yeah, back to the NFL.
Yeah, like I think we made
Kitchen's,
one Aaron Rodgers.
Kitchen's locked into the news. Kitchen knows all about the news cycle right now. He's the fire hose of information is turned
Look at
on
that
for
Packers
David Kitchen.
Mug, Tuttle. That Packers mug is epic.
Yeah, this is old school here. This is how you know I'm a fan, an original fan.
Love it.
Okay. So we're not going to talk about Michael Thomas, Lance Thomas. And like, I feel like everyone's talking about that right now. People come here for like the deep dive, like the in depth.
Yeah. That
stuff.
Is what they, that is famously what this whole cast is about.
Right,
yeah.
We're not going to like, you know, skim the top and the easy stuff. I want to go deep right now, Davis.
We're the only show doing it.
Yeah. We're the only show. We're the only show talking
about
the
some best,
Raiders.
We're going to talk about some best ball strategy. No one's talking about best ball strategy right now.
No one is starting a best ball strategy site 37 days before the season starts.
Shout out to Spike Week.
And I mean, going on vacation right before the launch.
Okay, to be fair, that's like the GOAT website name, Spike Week.
It's so good. App. It is really good. Yeah.
Yeah. And branding's nice too.
Yep. Did you had a hand in that, Dave? Is that why you're saying
it was all Blundell, the one of the guys that helped.
I thought you said Blender.
I was gonna say.
Shout out to Blender as well. All right. So as far as your best ball teams, Davis, is ready to start firing.
Yeah, I famously don't really like to draft fantasy football teams all that often. So I'm just now thinking about getting started.
Yeah. So with getting started, where are you? Where are you feeling like your edge is with all the best ball teams? Someone actually mentioned to me, I think it was Cam, is like, Davis did not like taking a running back. No, I think it was Derek, our app developer in the office yesterday. He's like, Davis did not like drafting Chubb in the 17th as a 17th round. And I said, well, that's because it just doesn't fit in with his brand. Like that's
Kitchen, you bungled this so bad.
Yeah,
17th round.
17th round.
17th overall.
Yeah, sorry.
Kitchen is so out of the loop that he thinks you can get Nick Chubb.
Unbelievable. Yeah, because Nick Chubb is a bad pick, dude.
It adds is in the 17th spot.
17th spot. No one talks like that.
In the middle of the second round, I mean, I'd rather have Antonio Gibson. I'd rather have Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I'd rather have DeAndre Hopkins. For a while, you could get Devontae Adams at that spot. That's done now. But yeah, I mean, what Chubb's path to being a guy you have to have in the underdog playoffs or in cumulative best ball formats is scoring like 650 plus yard touchdowns. And it's just a lot easier to be Clyde Edwards-Helaire and be fat and catch 60 passes than it is to do that.
Davis, I can't ask Pete this, but I'll ask you. Are you playing any on DraftKings?
Thank you for asking me that.
Yes, yeah, I am.
I need strategy. I found myself in the first ever DK best ball draft that I did. And I'm like, holy shit, this is 20 rounds. What? I need strategy. I need optimal construction, positional construction.
Three quarterbacks, five running backs, 10 wide receivers, and then the rest at tight end.
I wasn't too far off of that.
You can take a sixth running back, but people will bully you online if you post it.
And also you can take like people that you just cannot get in late rounds or like the absolute late round, like you can get on DraftKings. Like,
well, yeah, the DK player pool, like if underdog is like Mensa, then the DraftKings player pool is like the Lower Massachusetts apprenticeship school.
I also love how on DraftKings, like next to Will Fuller, it'll say out. Or, you know, yeah, which just the casual drafter is just terrified.
Saquon Barkley out.
Yeah. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
I will say if you're going to draft on DK though, like, yes, it's softer, but if you're a novice like me and just stepping in, you got to get kind of prepared, because yes, there are going to be spots for you to take advantage of people falling below ADP and where they should go, but you're not going to be able to identify that if you go in not having like a list on the side to follow or something.
Yeah. Always be prepared. Is my did you see? We haven't even talked about this, but the counselor being right next to me in the Scott Fishbowl draft,
dude. Him commenting, like that leaving his that is incredible.
So, for those that do not know, the counselor, the fantasy counselor, who Pete has obviously brought to light in the non-Instagram streets, is this guy who's just in his own world. And
he's a lion.
He's a lion. Everyone else is sheep. He's called everybody out. And he was drafting right next to me. And I was like, this is when I was driving on to vacation. And someone before me was like, it's okay. I'm going to be a couple hours before I pick. So I just put the phone down. And I'm driving like 7 hours. And I drafted 3 hours after my time is like, and this is like in the 14th or 15th round. And he had already said that someone else needed to be kicked off, Jeff Miller. And then his next pick, because you can comment on every draft pick that you make. And typically it's like, I like getting this guy here. Can't believe I got this, or so-and-so snipe me. His comments were, David Kitchen also needs to get kicked out of the league. Like just talking trash. And it was very, very entertaining. I hope that we can get him on the Swolecast at some point this season.
That I think he got hip to me because I tried last year to get him. I think I was asking him to do a randomizer show last year, and he was very cagey and dodging.
I wonder
me,
so. Why. You just make fun of him nonstop.
I never editorialized. I just posted his stuff. I was, you know, getting it out to a larger audience.
Pete, how many basketball teams have you drafted?
I think I'm very close to 200. I think I'm at like 195.
Gosh. I bet I'm around like 150 cumulatively, something like that.
Okay, so here last year, whenever I went ham on best ball drafts, at first I started to try to get stacks. And like each one, like if there was a draft with a stack, I'd mark it on like the team or whatever. And then by the end, I was like, I don't have time for this because I'm drafting like five teams at a row.
Wait, like, you were keeping like a separate spreadsheet?
Well, yes. As a spreadsheet, I mean, like I was writing down like, you know, Tampa, and then I might write it like a mark next to it to try to make sure I get exposure to, as this is before I think the exposure page came out on DraftKings and on Underdog. So are you doing the same thing? Like, are you making sure you kind of get every combo that you want, or is it more so like every draft is kind of the same for you guys?
No, I definitely like try to push myself out my comfort zone. So I don't like, I had so many teams that I was starting Diggs, Ridley. And I was like, I just have to stop doing this, 'cause I can't have all my teams be this. So yeah, I'll mix up my combos and try to get funky in the first couple rounds. It's really hard in the middle rounds, especially to not mash the same guys. It's a lot easier super late, 'cause you're just filling out stacks, stuff like that. So I feel like you get natural diversification there. But man, in those middle rounds, like too much T. Higgins, you know, too much
Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, I do draft a ton of the same guys in the middle rounds.
Davis, you too? Is it pretty much the same, just your brand guys over and over and over again? I feel like you're not going to be diversified very much.
No, I mean, I only have one player over 30%, I believe. I can Odell. Check. Right. Odell, very low. No, I have... My guys I have over 30% are Mecole Hardman, Laviska Shenault, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and that's it.
Brand guys. I would say it doesn't take a whole lot of skill to do 190 drafts, though. And you pretty much have every combination, so I don't think there's, like, you're going to win easily.
Yeah. Tuttle, what you're trying to say is if you had 195 drafts, you'd ship it to?
Yes, exactly.
This is what Tuttle needs. He needs someone to make him a cheat sheet for DraftKings.
Yes.
He needs 195 drafts, and then he could win.
Yeah. You know what? You need Nicole to drive to Texas, and you just draft the whole way there.
You know what's funny is I think that you'd actually have a worse ROI doing 150 drafts in the BBM than throwing like 150 in week one of the NFL season if you were just like a normie, because the best ball drafts are like so first off, they're really sharp and like the structure is a little bit more intricate, and you like, I feel like there is less of a safeguard there. Like you could just brick so many teams on Underdog if your structure was bad.
Well, I guess that was one of the things getting into like the best ball stuff is, do I want to, you know, Holka had the, he had the bind for like thread of why playing cash games is bad on DraftKings and why you should only be playing tournaments. Thoughts on the same thing for best ball, Davis?
I mean, like literally imagine dedicating your whole summer to grind out 11% ROI and $5 12 mans. Like I would literally rather do anything else.
It's like, not 12 mans. It's like,
three mans and six mans.
Like, can you imagine? can you imagine being on the stairs, me on the stair stepper in the morning, like, all right, dude, I'm ready to grind out my $5 three mans.
Isn't that what like Herzig did or something?
That's what Ram used to. CSU that's what used CSU to do used three to mans. Do.
Yeah. Well,
and that's what it was before, like Underdog, like even before, like even the draft, you know, the draft was like 50. When draft was there, it was like 50,000. You know, it wasn't the $1 million.
I mean, if you really want to take it back, if you want to take it back to the beginning, the MFL 10s were
yes,
most peasant shit of all time.
No, and I that was so yeah, Silva doing the MFL 10s and just like he was all and Levitan wanted to start a best ball site at one point. Like he was trying to get the XDK pros.
He could have been rich.
Yeah, he was trying to get the DK pros to start our own best ball site, but that wasn't happening.
Well, speaking of cash versus GPP, I see a little Davis kind of the roadmap for the Gilcast. You guys have been shaken to your core, you're rethinking everything.
Well, just, you know, like all of us are more interested, I think. I mean, for me specifically, probably less so for those guys. I get a lot of soft action from Twitter. It's less true for Sammy and even less true for Nate. Like Nate gets no games because he never logs on social media. But, you know, we all are spending more time and money thinking about our, you know, our single entry and our three max teams. But the people were resoundingly against it. They were not on board.
So the reason, and I understand why the public sentiment was that way, is because it's the whole in a GPP. I prefer him in best ball. Like if you have a single entry lineup, you can't make fun of, it's like, whatever, it was a tournament play, who cares? But with cash game stuff, like the errors are easier to put under a magnifying glass.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, you can be like, oh, you know, in hindsight, this was clearly bad. This strategy I had coming into the week, this guy was too owned, the game flow, like what, like there are ways you can criticize your own performance in GPP, but it's nothing like the moments on the show are like, you know, me losing my mind because Mark Andrews dropped a touchdown that would have given him the, you know, like a passable score or whatever. Like those are the moments that people enjoy about the show. And the tilt is just not going to be as visceral because you're just so used to losing, you know, you're so used to losing in GPP.
Yeah.
There is like, if it's just a maximizing your ROI and time spent, like I get it, but there's also just the fact of like a 50-50 or head to head, like there is something whenever you win it, like, or whenever you're cashing, like it's the euphoric feeling of, hey, I did it, as opposed to not doing it. So I understand, like there is something when you're playing DFS and you bricking a tournament every week, like, or like 4 weeks in a row, you don't have like a winning week. Like that can take its toll on you.
Tell me about it, Dave.
Yeah. So listen, week 18 is going to be lit in the cash streets.
I know. Did you see, I had replied to that tweet and then some guy was like, imagine, because I said week 17 on accident. Yeah. Imagine two professional touts not knowing it's now 18 weeks.
See, I know that my system on Twitter is good because I didn't even see that tweet, which means I already had that guy muted. I was telling Tuttle and our buddy Kyle Cannon this the other day. I have got to have by this point at least 1,000 accounts muted, maybe more, because I'm not even entertaining any, like one strike. If your comment slightly bothers me, you're gone. It's done. You're muted. lot healthier time for me on social media with this policy.
Yeah, I think I give an unsaid warning, and then the second time I recognize that you're gone.
Really?
Mute. I don't have a single person blocked, but I have many muted.
Oh, I have like 7,000 accounts blocked.
Yeah, I don't block any accounts, but if someone's saying something that like is stirring emotions inside of me, I just hit the mute button.
I have 12 accounts muted. I just counted.
Yeah, can we get one name on there?
I know one.
There are some good ones. I'm not naming names. I'm not naming names.
I could leak some alpha right now. I know one for sure.
I actually know one. The last one I muted was some guy who got mad at me when I critiqued Roham that one time on Twitter. that's the last person I muted.
Oh man. All right. So let's talk about Michael Thomas. Davis, you want to talk about Michael Thomas? Let's talk about him. Justin Herzig on the Establish the Run podcast was talking about draft strategy and how he's more interested now in drafting Michael Thomas than he was before Thomas's injury, because his teams are going to look different than the traditional team.
Yeah, and you don't even have to galaxy brain that far to be like, look, I'm drafting 9 wide receivers on these teams anyway. Michael Thomas comes back in week 7. He's healthy. He's good to go. He's my playoff hammer, whereas all these teams that spent the entire summer drafting Michael Thomas, their hammer is going to function in a much different way because they spent a 3rd-round pick on him instead of an 8th-round pick. I mean, if we get – I also think that the way the wide receiver draft board breaks out right now, it's so easy to see exactly where he should slot in, because wide receiver absolutely dies after Deebo Samuel goes. So after Deebo, then you have your Curtis Samuels, your Jarvis Landrys, your Antonio Browns. And it's so obvious that Michael Thomas's risk reward is good there. Like the tier break is so clear.
Here's my question. And Pete, as one of the thought leaders,
thank you.
For the NFL and experts, you know, as
yeah.
When was the last time that we've had a guy that was coming back like mid-season, supposed to come back mid-season, had late surgery, whatever? When's the last time that worked out for us?
Odell Beckham.
When?
Yeah.
His rookie year. He didn't play the first 6 weeks of the season and then just torched the earth.
Yep. That is, I mean, I'm sure it's happened
Davis,
more remember? Recently, but I do.
Yeah. You Davis know what? Has fond memories.
This is so funny. Someone, I saw someone yesterday, like it was like at like 7 o'clock or night or something. And I saw a tweet that said, quote, tweet this with your worst take of all time. And I was going to say, well, it would have been Odell Beckham, but then I turned out to be right. Like I am 100% of the time, but I didn't want to spend the rest of my night like replying to people about Odell Beckham. So I didn't tweet it.
Yeah, Davis is gone far. That is maturity right there. That is growth. That is internal growth. And I'm proud of you for that. But don't lose. I mean, that's also part of your brand though. So don't be boring.
But to your point, Dave, I mean, Odell was a rookie, right? He's how old? 21 years old. I mean,
yeah.
Michael Thomas, like the amount of red flags that are starting to rack up for Michael Thomas is insane.
Yeah. It's like, got like was fighting with his, you know, fighting with his teammates, did not play well last year, like either. Like it's not like he was like playing super well when he was healthy last year. So we're like 2 years removed from him being like the awesome guy that we remember. Yeah.
This is not going to strike you as surprising, because this is not a well-researched thing. It just seems like whenever we talk about like guys being healthy in the middle of the season, it seems like they either bust or like it continues to be pushed back to where instead of week 7, they have a setback and it's week 8 or it's week 9 or push back until like by that time.
Any setback and you're tilting it pretty good.
Right.
Because it's always the most optimistic timeline that they give you. And then any unknown variable that comes in is only going to delay it.
What was with the timing of the surgery? Like, why did he wait?
Well, he probably thought he'd be fine.
Well, yeah, he'd be better and he didn't.
I thought the report was the specialist had wanted him to come back for a return visit to then schedule the surgery and reevaluate it. And he was just like, I'll just see if I can get away with not going back for the second whatever analysis of it. And then he's like, oh shit, I'm actually screwed.
What did Chow say about it?
I said it's gonna be fine for the
he took video of him on a boat and he wasn't stabilizing correctly.
He's no Giannis, that's for sure.
I don't know if he's gotten over saying that Giannis was going to be out for the rest of the playoffs.
He was 2 for 3, though. Can't win them all.
When are we going to get Rovell on to talk about Chick-fil-A completely botching the Giannis, Chick-fil-A viral moment there and not giving him a sponsorship?
What a mistake. Okay. Yeah.
I have a Rovell thing here. And
this Tuttle, before you fire it off, just
one of your coworkers.
It's a coworker. Rovell. Yeah.
It hit home personally with me here. Part of the company now.
We keep it positive on this show. So,
but did you see the video of him at the game with his kids?
No,
I didn't.
Okay, I'll try to find this tweet. There's a video of him at the Mets game, and the guy's glued to his phone. It really hit home because it's like that's me right now, and I did not do that.
Was he scrolling on TikTok?
What's that?
Was he scrolling on TikTok?
No, I'm sure he was tweeting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he was just firing off tweets like he does left and right. But yeah, he's just sitting there while his kid's getting all the fame on the camera. He's just sitting there looking at his phone the whole time.
Wow.
It really makes you think.
Yeah, smell the roses.
Oh, here it is.
Experience the beach. Go out, just put that phone down. Don't even install Discord on the new laptop for a little bit and just enjoy life.
Is that your hack, Dave? Not installing Discord?
Yeah, eventually I did, but then I...
you can fast forward in the tweet I sent you. It's not the kid going ham on the ice cream cone right away.
Okay. All right, we will. Thoughts on Randall Cobb? Tuttle?
I thought the guy was 40 years old. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
He's only 30.
He's
amazing.
Only 30. I don't get it.
Do you guys want to know the funniest Randall Cobb thing I could ever imagine? There's an industry draft right now that I'm in with Britt Devine, and Britt was on the clock this morning when the trade broke, and he took Randall Cobb at 165th overall.
165th overall.
Was Chubb on the board there?
I bet Britt thought that he got the steal of a lifetime. So long, boy. 65th
for Randall Cobb.
It's like, I mean, that's like, it's not to play football. It's to go get like breakfast with Aaron Rodgers.
It's like to be his Starbucks buddy.
Yeah.
So FanDuel final, maybe 2-3 years ago, it was a baseball final. Wife goes downtown by herself in the morning to get breakfast, runs into Randall Cobb and Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, there you
go. It's a brotherhood. It's a breakfast thing. It's a brotherhood thing.
And it makes sense, right? Because he alienated everyone on his team. They all think he quit on them or don't care. So what is he has to get ownership to get him a single friend. He just needs one friend in there.
Yeah, it's like part of
Maybe he shouldn't have ran Jeff Janis out of town. I have a feeling that Jeff would have been more than willing. I have a feeling that if Rodgers looks back on his time with Jeff Janis, I think he should feel like a real dickhead for what he did to Jeff.
I think ownership probably the first request is probably Kumerow. And then when he couldn't get him.
Kumerow's on the Bills, buddy. They're not trading him. No trade
They're
clause.
Not trading him. So it's like, we'll take Cobb.
The crappy thing here with this all is he's running Amari Rodgers out of the building a little bit here too. Like, yeah, it's only a year, but I was kind of excited to see what Amari.
Where does he go next year, Tuttle?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
Denver, dude. They got the Denver messed it up this year by taking the cornerback instead of Justin Fields to line up the trade. But then they just kick the can a year down the road as it exists now, and they just get it done next year. Because Denver will suck again, and they'll have like the 8th overall pick.
So you're saying those Noah Fant cards I bought, I should still hold
them? No, keep them. Keep them, dude. I got Jeudy cards. I got Sutton cards. By the way, if anyone wants to make a wholesale offer on my gigantic box of cards, please DM me because I am fucking sick of looking at them.
You're supposed to do that before you move, Davis.
At least with Top Shots, you just don't have to go to the website.
No, every day.
What if
someone's
like, yes, I'll pay asking price, but you have to open them for me like you did on the Swolecast.
Every day.
Can I do a pack
right
now?
Yes, I just got to look at them.
He's got a pack. Is it actually unopened?
Yeah, I still have this 2020 Don Russ football one that I never opened.
Don Russ.
Hell yeah.
What is that? Is that not how you pronounce it?
You're gonna pull a $20 card right here, baby.
I thought it was like Don Russ, like it was one word, but you like separate, like he was like, instead of Don West, Don like Russ.
A
game,
a it's name. Not a guy with two first names, Mr. Don Russ. Okay, this is, hang on, I gotta figure out how Davis did the reveal.
He like put his hand and yes.
Ooh, Courtland Sutton.
Okay. Now that's good, that's on brand.
Who is that?
Is that Vaughn?
Yep. Oh man, that would have been so good. Dude, that would have been so good if we got Keyshawn Vaughn. That would have been the perfect for the show.
F1. There we go.
Nice.
That's at least 10 cents.
Ooh, is that a Chase Claypool?
No, it's a what?
Who is it? Juju?
Yeah.
Juju.
Is this how you treat cards? You just drop them?
Yeah. Joshua Kelly.
Oh, you gotta love him. Him and Roundtree in a big camp battle.
Joshua Kelly.
What's this?
Yeah, Justin Jackson on the COVID list, low-key actionable.
Oh, it's a retro.
Eric
Who is
Dickerson,
it?
Dude. Is this, oh, how much is this?
That's
worth?
At least $100 right there.
Sick. And what is this guy? Some guy in workout shorts?
Oh, Jeff Okuda.
Oh, is it
right. Jeff Okuda. First round pick, baby.
Devontae Adams.
Oh, man. Wow. Save that. Sleeve it before you
get the
That was the best pack opening of all time.
Is this what it means to sleeve it?
Yes.
You roll it up like a pack of cigarettes in the 1950s. Hey babe, check what I pulled earlier.
Hey, before we get off today's show, I know we're knee deep in football stuff, but did you see Aaron Rodgers, like the sunglasses he's wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are like in style
too.
Yeah, but I think they're blender glasses, but they're would you rock those? It seems like some Overzet would rock.
Yeah, they're kind of like man's adjacent, but with more of a fluorescent screen kind of thing.
Yeah, but it reminds me of like the 90s, like with the Oakley jackets and the big sunglasses.
It's like 1980s ski movie aesthetic. Yeah.
With a mullet.
Yep.
Could I wear them is the question.
You could. Will you pull them off? No, but you absolutely could wear them.
Could Davis pull them off? I feel like he could.
Davis could actually like, could with the long
like,
hair.
Yeah, like as well with long hair, he would just be like mini Aaron Rodgers. Like
my hair's not even really that long anymore.
Dude, get those sunglasses. Have one of your buddies at the skate park record you shredding in those.
There we go. Skateboarding in sunglasses is whack as fuck. Not a good look.
Devin already said in the comments he's gonna put an explicit tag. We're gonna have to talk, guys. We're gonna have to talk after.
Damn it, guys.
No, dude. Look, once we get to the regular season and we're giving out the like, takes, okay, then I will cut it out. But I'm allowed.
Devin 100x'd in that tournament. He can handle as many fuck bombs.
No.
As
Some dad is rolling down the street. No, I tell you what happens sometimes is my podcast like automatically connects to the Bluetooth inside the minivan. And sometimes like if it's on one of you guys' pods, I'm like trying to pause it because I have no clue what's going to come out of your mouths.
Should we make the big announcement about our new schedule going forward?
Yeah, we're weekly now. And then if Kitchen doesn't want to show up, we're doing it without him. Just me, Pete,
no, Tuttle,
and Devin.
Tuttle's not going to be on the next two shows.
We got guests, bro. We got guests. Easy peasy. No, Jack's not allowed on the show.
No.
Jack sealed his fate.
And also not people trying to use this as a springboard for their Waffle House eating.
Yeah. Friedman
appeared
us,
on the show and then the next day quit the company.
Yeah.
I would also request not some Top Shot or NFT, like hardcore Homer dude.
No, wait,
you guys just try to pump and dump the whole show.
No, we need the meanie whales guy on the show, or what is it called?
The weird whales.
Now it's like women. Someone's coming up to me and they're like Keech in the office yesterday was like, "You gonna get in those pudgy pigeons?" And I'm like, "What?" Or like, pudgy penguins, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna get any.
What are people's plans with like these like clearly awful JPEGs? Like, what is their plan that like to hold these for 5 years, or are they just like like swing trading.
Okay, Davis. It's probably like Dave back in the day trying to angle some way on why it will be valuable. This is the first female NFT creator, so it's going to be worth thousands.
Okay, but I was right on Bored Apes. I was right on Bored Apes.
Hang on. I just want to say this, Davis. There's 1,600 players in the NFL, but there's 10,000 Pudgy Penguins.
Tweet it.
Send tweet.
Peter is so funny.
Yeah, I know. In fact, I did. So I was lurking on Twitter when I saw all the drama in NFT Twitter about experts like shilling their bags or like being paid to promote. And you were on vacation. I'm like, man, Peter could have done an awesome bit.
What I did admit, like, was something. Who was the? I saw the fallout of the conversation, but I never saw what triggered.
Well, it's
it.
Like it's the same thing that happens with like meme coins, where they like pay a guy, and their guy has no skin in the game, but will take the 1,000 or to the 2,000. Doesn't even like pump his bags. He's just taking the money to promote it, to say, "Oh, this is really cool," and the cash grabs. And I'm not going to say it. It's F cash grabs. But Josh Hart is like, he created a specific Twitter account. And
oh, I do have one of those. I do have one of those.
Is he related to Kevin Hart? Who's Josh Hart?
The NBA player?
It's okay. Kevin's brother. Oh, yeah. All right. I got you.
I don't know. All right. Tuttle.
Yes.
So, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week. Final closing thoughts. Tuttle, you're gone for 2 weeks. Give us something that the people, a terrible take.
Stack against Madison Bumgarner tonight.
Yeah, okay. Nice. For the evergreen crowd. For the evergreen crowd. Davis, closing thoughts?
Draft CeeDee Lamb at every draft you do. Whatever price you're paying, it's not even high enough.
It's the brand. Peter?
6 weeks from today, we will be building you a lineup that you can definitely play in cash.
Playing cash games.
And building.
Yes. Holka, eat it, bro. We're playing in cash.
Oh. Then you got to cut it there, man. We got to get the hard cut on the laugh.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you later, guys. We'll see you next week. I don't know who we'll have. We'll see you next week. Shout out to all the badminton Olympic players. You guys rock. I've really enjoyed watching you. We'll see you next week here on the Swimcast.